Good afternoon, everyone. It's the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach, and I hope you're doing well today. It's been a busy, crazy morning. To be honest, I got distracted. I was watching the SpaceX launch this morning. I was enjoying that. It was great. They actually didn't blow up this time. Well, it blew up when it landed or burnt up in the atmosphere, but it was good. It was fun. So sorry, it's a late show. Hey, I want to remind you all, I got Dr. Carla Hooker. She's going to be interviewed tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then we're going to put up a podcast about 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then shortly thereafter, it should show up in a couple other social media engines such as X or Twitter and back into LinkedIn on the corporate page. So it'll be up there tonight. I got to do some finishing touches up before I publish it. I hope you get to listen to Dr. Carla Hooker. She's really an interesting and fascinating person to hear from. And also, don't forget, March 20th, I got Gary Cohen, who is going to be part of our meetup group. He's going to present at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. There is a video interview with him from the previous 2 weeks ago, so that's pretty good, too. And yeah, he's going to be on the Product Owner Agile Summit. So the Agile Product Owner Summit. So he's going to be part of the Product Owner Summit in a couple weeks next month. And he's a featured speaker. And I'm going to be a live speaker. Hope you turn in for that. Look for some posts on that. And that's the latest news I have for right now. There are always more news coming, though. So today I want to talk about sprint reviews, because this is our 3R Thursday, where we talk about requirements, reviews, and retrospectives. So I'm going to talk about reviews a little bit, because that's the kind of note I had in my book. I'm like, yeah, let's talk about it. And the idea of breaking up your product so you can deliver into sprint reviews smaller pieces. So we're going to talk about that today. And it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And one, I hope you're doing well. Two, we do this to provide some tactical and practical tips so that you can bring value to your customer, not work crazy hours to bring that value and have a little fun along the way. And I think we hit the first two things about bringing value to your customer and not work crazy hours, because there's nothing worse than building an entire feature and having to redo it all over again because it wasn't what they visualized in the stakeholders or clients' brains. That what you produced, and that could happen. It happens a lot. That's why we invented Scrum. That's why we invented being agile, where we get continuous interactions with our clients, not working so that you get that idea of what's going on, right? So here's my basis. So many times I see teams bring entire features into a sprint review, or they're hesitant to share stories or work they had with the stakeholders or clients because it's in process. It's not the complete feature. It's not everything. We don't want to waste your time. Well, you're also wasting your time, because if you do deliver the complete feature and it's wrong, you have to start all over again. So now we're wasting a lot more time than we really should be doing. And the idea is getting value to customers so they can get a feedback for it. And it's good for them too. They may not admit it, to understand what is being delivered, get a visual of what's going on, because you can't really understand everything from a requirements document. Sorry, it's true. Even wireframes, even drawings, even pixel perfect drawings, you just can't quite get it. It's going to work and seem a little bit different when it actually gets coded. It just is. So the idea being, when you're getting ready to do sprint reviews, or you're in the process of taking a feature, breaking it down to stories and all, you should really meet with your client and find what's a good breaking point. Like, I think if I get this part, I would like some feedback on it, because I'm going to carry this piece of information throughout the rest of what I'm developing for the feature. And this would be a critical thing. And then the next part and the next part, and have that discussion with your client on how they might want to break that up. Don't just assume because they wrote everything down the feature, well, we got to do everything. Have a conversation with them about breaking it up a little bit. It reminds me, and I think I put that in the notes, the book, The Sprint, which I really love. It was a good book. And they would talk about how they would present something to their client, and they would mock up the entire backside. So they would maybe make one fully working page in their website or their whatever they're building, And the rest of it was a mock-up, was faked, right? It didn't exist. And they would just have people, when they did their reviews, just concentrate and focus on the one part that was done that they really wanted their feedback on. They had other stuff in there, but it wasn't really real. It was made up. Like maybe they did a menu bar and none of the menu thing, it just visually was there. It just didn't really go to anything in the background, or maybe it clicked and went to a page that really was to be determined, right? Something like that. But at least they got feedback on the front, because once they did the front, they would carry all that stuff into the other pages throughout the document. And it's really important to do that. I was in a sprint review the other day, and it was interesting. Different things showed the customer different things. Like, this is one part where visually, okay, yeah, it's cool. Oh, I saw this part. I didn't realize it was going to look like that, right? So getting those feedback loops on the one part, maybe it's a whole different coding process for the next part. So get some feedback on the part that you can get the feedback on, and hold off on the next part and say, hey, this part's a work in progress. We're going to refine a little bit more before we want feedback on it. But it's just a placeholder. Like, I do a lot of tools out of Jira, out of the box. And when I do that, a lot of times it's just a placeholder. It's not the perfect pie chart. It's not the perfect graphic, whatever. But for now, it's there. And when we get the technology or the part to make it better, I'll put that in. But it helps getting those feedback loops, that information to the developing team. So try not to wait until the entire feature is done. You know, share their epic or whatever you're doing. How are you breaking your work down? Look at the story. I mean, that's why we talk about share your stories, stories with value. It doesn't necessarily have to be like full financial value. Maybe the full financial value is not until you get the whole feature done. Granted. But there is value to both the developer and the customer and how things are put together. So when you put it all together, it returns the value, the most optimal value desired. But don't try to wait until, well, we can't figure out what the value is of this story because we don't know what the customer returned. We don't know how to rate that. That's okay. You know, I think people obsess about that a little bit too much sometimes. But show some stuff. Have a discussion. Key is having a discussion with the client stakeholder. Hey, do we think this would be a good break point based on how I want to develop this? Is that with okay with you? And we'll make that one story that, or one part that we'll demo and want to review. And then the next review, after we get the feedback loop on this one, we'll put that, incorporate those changes in, and we'll give you the next level of the review for the next sprint review. Try that. Suggest it. See if it feels like you are waiting too long to review your product with the customer. Talk with the customer. Break it down. Break your product down in parts. Doesn't always have to have super duper value, right? I mean, maybe it's just a value. This will set the beginning building block for the rest of the stuff that we're going to build as part of this whole feature or epic or whatever you're working on. So that's what I wanted to share today. And also, again, I wanted to come on just to remind everyone to listen to Dr. Carla Hooker. She's going to be on tonight at 8 o'clock. And I think it'll be a really good interview. It's different. It's to get your mind thinking about where you are, where you're going, and your path forward, right? And things you can share to say, hey, people can achieve, overachieve stuff and achieve things that other people may not have thought they could. So with that, I want to wish you the best. And it's always good to contribute to society too, by the way, what she does. And I appreciate it. I want to wish you a great day. Happy scrumming. And I hope, again, tune in to 8 o'clock tonight for the interview. And then we're going to do one every Thursday night. So I got more coming up. I got a whole lineup of wonderful history-making women through Women's History Month over the next 2 weeks as well. So take care, everyone. And we will see you again, hopefully tomorrow. Bye. See ya.